وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness to La ilaha illallah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this religion. And every newly invented matter in this religion is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a straying. And every straying is in the hellfire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I advise myself as I advise you all to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to discuss a chapter from among the chapters of aqa'id or aqidah or the beliefs of the Muslims found in the books of the Muslim scholars that explain the beliefs of the Muslims. And that chapter is called the chapter of iman. اعتقاد بالجنان وقول باللسان وعمل بالأركان. Iman is a belief in the heart, a statement on the tongue, and action with the body parts. This is the chapter that many of the scholars of Islam chose to put in their books explaining the beliefs of the Muslims. The chapter Iman, it is a belief in your heart, a statement on the tongue, and actions with the body parts. This chapter, Iman, is based on the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we see that the scholars of Islam aren't able to say anything except that they have the Quran and the sunnah to back up what they say. As far as Iman being a belief in the heart, it's from the statement of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hujurat, where He said, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in this ayat, showing us that Iman is a belief in the heart. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, the desert Arabs say, we believe. Say to them, don't say you believe, rather say you have accepted Islam, or say you have submitted, because Iman has not yet entered into your heart. Here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is telling us that the place of Iman is in our hearts, and that Iman is a belief in our hearts, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in another verse, also in Surah Al-Hujurat, لَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وزينه في قلوبكم. Rather, Allah has made the iman be love to you, and He has beautified it in your heart. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has beautified the iman of Islam, and He has placed it in our hearts. And this is why the scholars of Islam, when they make their chapter iman, they say a belief in the heart, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has showed us that iman is in the heart, as He tells us in Surah Al-Mujadila, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Those are the ones who have iman written in their hearts, referring to the people who do not love those people who oppose Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So iman is in our hearts, just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an authentic hadith shows, as he says, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلُقُ فِي أَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يَخْلُقُ الثَّوْبِ فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ أَن يُجَدِّدُوا إِيمَانَكُمْ. In this authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, indeed, iman wears out, just like a piece of clothing wears out. So ask Allah to renew or to revive the iman in your hearts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to renew and to revive the iman in our hearts. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is explaining, that iman or faith is in our hearts. This is a point that not anyone among the Muslims would dispute, that iman is in our hearts. But the scholars went on to say that iman is a statement on our tongues. Just as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commands us in Surah Al-Baqarah, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا. I command you to say, I believe in Allah. I have iman in Allah and that which was revealed to us. Here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is commanding the believers to say that they have iman in Allah, or that they believe in Allah, because iman is a statement on our tongues, just as the desert Arabs have said, we believe. And if anyone was questioned in this room, does he believe in Islam? Does he believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and what was revealed to him? He would be the first one, inshallah ta'ala, to say, Amantu billah. Or I believe in Allah, or I have faith in Allah, or iman in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an authentic hadith, also shows us that iman is a statement on our tongues. As he says in the hadith collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة أفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, iman is 70 some branches. Iman or faith is 70 some branches, and the uppermost part of the uppermost branch, or the best branch, is the statement, La ilaha illallah. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that iman has branches, and that among the branches of iman is the statement that is on our tongues, and that is the statement of La ilaha illallah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned by a man once, what is iman in Allah alone? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied by saying, أَتَدُرُونَ مَا الْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهِ شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءُ الزَّكَاةِ وَأَنْ تَأَدُّ الْخُمُسِ مِنَ الْمَغَانِمِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do you know what is iman in Allah alone? It is the shahada, La ilaha illallah, which is the statement on our tongues, the shahada la ilaha illallah, the establishing of the salah, the paying of the zakat, and the giving one-fifth of the war booty. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that iman is a statement on our tongues. As the scholars have said, al-iman, it is a belief in the heart and a statement on our tongues, and actions by our body parts. Actions by our body parts. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in His Quran tells us, Inna Allah la yudhi'a imanakum. Excuse me. وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will not leave your iman unrewarded. Allah will not leave your iman unrewarded. And Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah and the Sahih al-Bukhari explained that what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala meant here by iman is the salah that was made to Baytul Maqdis or Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. That the Muslims had a Qibla before the Kaaba and it was to Jerusalem, and that the Jews, after the Kaaba was changed to Mecca, the Qibla was changed to the Kaaba in Mecca, some of the people said, what about the people who made Salah in Jerusalem and they died making Salah in Jerusalem? And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained that the reward for those people who had that Iman or the Salah made in that direction won't be lost. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is showing us that Iman is action as Salah is action. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the previous hadith when he said, do you know what is iman in Allah alone? And he mentioned to establish the salah and to pay the zakat. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us that salah and paying zakat, which is actions, is a part of iman. And that action is a part of iman, just as it is a statement on our tongues and it is a belief in our heart. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam added to the hadith that we said, iman is 70 some branches. The uppermost branch is the statement la ilaha illallah wa adnaha imatatul adha an at-tariq wal haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. That the lowest branch of iman is removing something harmful from the path. And haya or modesty or being shameful is a part of iman. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us that actions is a part of our iman or a part of our faith. And this is the chapter that the ulama put in their books of belief, that iman is a belief in our hearts, it is a statement on our tongues, and it is actions by our body parts. When we take the beliefs from the scholars of Islam who base the beliefs of the Muslims from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they aren't just beliefs or iman as we see that we just keep in our hearts, nor is it a type of iman or faith that we just say on our tongues, but iman is a part of our actions. So we should stop being from among the Muslims who we hear oftentimes say, when you call them to practice Islam by saying, Ya Akhi, grow your beard, as the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded us to grow our beards. Ya Akhi, make your five salah in the masjid, as Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has commanded the men to make their five salah in the masjid. Akhi, dress like a Muslim and stop imitating the kuffar. If you enjoin the Muslims to practice the religion of Islam, oftentimes we hear them say, my deen is in my heart. Your deen is in your khimar. Your deen is in the jilbab. Your deen is in obeying your husband's every command for the sisters. This deen or this iman or this faith, it isn't just in our hearts or on our tongues just to say, I am a Muslim, I believe, but this belief is also expressed in your actions. And no one is going to believe until he acts upon that which is in his heart and that which he says on his tongue, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains in the authentic hadith, لَا تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will never enter Jannah until you believe, until you have iman, until you have faith. And you will not have faith until you love one another. Should I show you something that if you did it, you would love one another? Spread the salams among you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم showing us the importance of belief and iman and having actions in accordance with that which we believe in. He told us, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ The Prophet ﷺ said, there is a morsel of flesh in the body. If it is righteous and correct, then the rest of the body is righteous and correct. If it is corrupt, then the rest of the body is corrupt, isn't it the heart? No one denies that iman or faith is in the heart of the believers. But that faith that is in our hearts, it is expressed on our tongues, and it is expressed with our body parts in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam isn't a lip service religion just to say I believe. Faith is in my heart, but Islam has practice. Just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in an authentic hadith, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا That the believers with the most perfect iman or faith are those with the best character. And character is the action that the believers do. It's not something in your heart or something on your tongue. It's action. Character is an important part of this deen, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in another narration, أَفْضَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا That the best believers in iman are the ones with the best character. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many authentic hadith show the Muslims the importance of good character, as he says, صلوات الله والسلام عليه إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق وفي رواية صالح الأخلاق That I have only been sent to perfect noble character. I have only been sent to perfect righteous character. It's as if the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't come to teach us anything other than good character. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this statement, I have only been sent to perfect righteous character, to show the believers the importance of having good character. As those people who are most beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are those people who have good character. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in authentic hadith, أَحَبُّ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا That the servants of Allah that are most beloved to Allah are those servants with good character. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in an authentic hadith, عَلَيْكُمْ بِحُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ I command you to have good character. Or I advise you to have good character. Because good character is an important part of the believer's life. Character is an important part of the believer's life, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized it in these hadith and in other hadith, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua to Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min munkarat al-akhlaq wal-a'mal wal-ahwa wal-adwa. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from bad character and bad deeds and bad desires and bad diseases. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeking refuge in Allah from bad character, teaching us how to make dua to our Lord tabarak wa ta'ala to save us from bad character, because the Muslim is supposed to have good character. As this is an important part of the religion of Islam, is to perfect the character of the believers. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mecca for 13 years, only calling the people to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling the people to La ilaha illallah, before all of the duties of Islam were revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was calling them to believe in Allah or to perfect their iman, and calling them to good character. This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began his mission off, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent him with, to teach the people to perfect their character. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows us, that this good character is one of the ways or the reasons that a person would be entered into Jannah. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ حَسُنَا خُلُقًا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am the one who will guarantee a house in the highest place of Jannah for the one who perfects his character, for the one who makes his character good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also questioned, what one thing would enter us into Jannah more than anything else? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered in this authentic hadith, taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq, fear of Allah and good character. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in hadith after hadith after hadith, and all of them authentic, explained to us the importance of having good character, because this iman in our hearts, this iman on our tongues, this iman on our body parts will not be perfected, will not be good until we perfect our character. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَرِيمٌ يُحِبُّ الْقَرَمْ وَفِي رِوَايَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ وَيُحِبُّ مَعَالِي الْأَخْلَاقِ وَيَقْرَهُ سَفْسَافَهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this authentic hadith says, indeed Allah is kareem, or generous, or noble, and Allah loves generosity. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed Allah is jameel, or beautiful, and he loves beauty, and he loves high, noble character, and he hates bad character. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the one that has the finest guidance, upon whom no one has come to humanity with guidance better than him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has guided the believers to perfect their character, thus perfecting their iman, because the iman is a statement on our tongues, actions with our body parts, and belief in our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to renew the iman in our hearts. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to help us perfect our character. Oh Allah, we ask you to help us perfect our character. Oh Allah, give the Muslims good character. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, save us from the hellfire. Oh Allah, we ask you to increase us in knowledge, to increase us in wealth, to increase us in children. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us security and to give us peace and safety. Oh Allah, we ask you for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the hellfire. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.